Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past weekend, we jumped back into our series called Vice and Virtue, and we're looking at this idea every week that every temptation is an opportunity for faithfulness. It's not only the way we typically think about temptation, which is an opportunity to fail, but they're also an opportunity to follow, to do what Christians really want to do most, which is to please God. That's what Paul said to the Corinthians. I make it my aim in everything I do to please Him. So this past Sunday, the third maybe of the seven deadly sins is the sin of pride. And we talked about how three different times in the scriptures, it says the exact same thing in Proverbs, in 1 Peter, and in James, that God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. And the way that I said that at Lewis Center is that God gives our proud the Derrick Henry stiff arm, right? He holds us at arm's length as long as we are prideful. And we said that pride is really just this extravagant self-preoccupation. And so the way that we fight pride in our lives, the primary virtue is through humility. And humility is really saying to God, I need you. It's this recognition that we know that we can't do it on our own. And really, it's the opposite of the narrative we looked at with King Nebuchadnezzar. You know, he was such a powerful leader. Maybe five other kings in world history weren't as powerful as the king of Babylon. He built his capital city on the banks of two sides of the same river, the river Euphrates, and he dug a tunnel beneath the river to connect both sides. He had three walls around the outside of the city that would have had to have been scaled right before the use of gunpowder. Just an amazing, amazing leader. But the whole idea for him, you know, when he'd walk out of his house and he would see his 400-foot-tall waterfall, which, you know, I compared that to Niagara, which is only 170 feet tall, was that I did this. This is the Babylon that I built. And so God really gives him this dream and has Daniel interpret it to him that says, hey, you're really treading on thin ice in terms of your pride. And so God gives him a year, and Nebuchadnezzar doesn't respond. And so he loses his mind for 7 years. He lives in modern day world, we would call it zoanthropy, where someone thinks that they're an animal. And the ironic thing there is that, you know, really Nebuchadnezzar looked at his life like he was more than human, like he was superhuman. And really, God allows him to experience life being less than human. But one of the things we talked about is how the consequences of pride really become the seeds of humility in our lives, right? That you will either be God in your life or you will receive God into your life, but you cannot do both of those things. Tim Keller said that pride is cosmic plagiarism, where we edit ourselves into the story so that we can take the credit. We edit and we take the credit, right? We edit ourselves into the story where we take the credit for everything that's happened. But you didn't write your DNA. That was given to you. You didn't create the brain that you have with which to work. You didn't create the moment into which you were born, the country into which you were born, the family into which you were born. Like, all of those things are things that were given to you. And so after Nebuchadnezzar has this experience, he realizes that God's work is for our good, right? This tension, I think, that a lot of us have between the compassion to care and the compulsion to shortcut. It's just so hard to watch the people that we love struggle with the consequences of pride, but those become the seeds of humility. And where Nebuchadnezzar ends is so great. He says, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right and all of his ways are just. And so I'm going to pray that into our day today, that that's our attitude, that we praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven. So let's pray that now. Father, you are the King of heaven, and we praise, we do exalt, we do glorify you. We humble ourselves. Lord, we don't see ourselves as the purveyors of greatness. But Lord, we are grateful that we've received such a great salvation from you and life and truth. And just like Nebuchadnezzar said, that your dominion, not our dominion, it's an eternal dominion. That your kingdom, not my kingdom, that it endures from generation to generation. So God, we just bring ourselves under your kingly authority today. Now you take the opportunity to pray.